The swift Darrow sped steadily on. Bussolan dropped astern as they negotiated the countless islands in a Pelas group. Two islands formed a narrow channel ahead, Rick saw, as he took the wheel from Scotty. Once through the channel, they would be in open water, nothing between them and How Low but the Sulu Sea. Scotty walked to the bow to check on the readiness of the anchor. In a moment, he returned and joined Rick. Must be good fishing country, lots of ventas in the channel ahead. Rick had noticed.
Must be 24.
Between the islands, the channel was dotted with red, purple, green, and brown sails. As the MTB drew nearer, Rick throttled down a little. He was already traveling at cruising speed, considerably less than top speed, but he didn't want to take a chance of ramming one of the Mauro craft. The distance closed rapidly, and Zircon pointed out that the ventas seemed to be spreading in a line across the channel, only a boat length between them. Slow down more, he advised. They may be hauling a net or something. Rick did so, keeping a careful eye out for net floats.
Not much room to go through. I'll toot the horn.
He gave the horn a long blast. The Maros paid no attention. Apparently, fishing boats had the right of way, and they didn't intend to move. The swift Darrow was close enough now so he could see the triangular mast and the booms of the lateen sails. He could make out the crews, too. The boats seemed to be crowded with men.
They're not going to make way, Zircon exclaimed.
The MTB was already well within the channel. They're intercepting us front and rear, Scotty yelled. Look! The ventas on the ends of the line had moved rapidly, and the rest followed. The MTB would soon be surrounded. Rick spun the wheel and turned the big boat nearly in its own length, heeling far over. In the same instant, a rifle slug splintered wood on the cabin roof overhead. Scotty jumped for his rifle and started firing. Zircon hauled the automatic from his belt and yelled, "Got it, Rick!" Rick didn't need the advice. He straightened the MTB out and rammed the throttles to full speed. Slugs smacked into the hull or blasphemous stars on the glass of the pilot house. He made the MTB dance through the water at top speed. His evasive action made it hard for Scotty and Zircon to fire accurately, and they stopped. In a few moments, they were out of range of the ventas. Zircon called out a new course that would take them through another channel more to the west. It was longer, but safer. The three remained silent while Rick got on the new course. Attacked by ventas in open water was about the last thing any of them had expected. Finally, Zircon slipped the clip from his pistol, ejected the shell in the chamber, and reloaded. The scientist said severely, "Mr. Scott, on a certain occasion at Zamboanga yesterday, you were heard to make a remark to the effect that piracy has been dead for a century. In view of our recent experience, I believe it is only fair to offer an opportunity to correct the record." Scotty bowed ceremoniously. "You are most kind, Dr. Zircon. It would perhaps be more accurate to state that piracy has not been dead for a century. My conclusion is entirely empirical, of course, but observation leads me to conclude that the ventas in the channel may indeed have been manned by pirates."